Blog Talk Radio.
Sick Man
Radio.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch.
Six man.
On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
From VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now listen to Six Minute Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
Than the other side of the pillow. You wanna give me years that end with a zero.
and it's a trap trying to get rich. You got rats and all types of bullshit. The next one, the money show, or they wanna play, for the shit they brought. Better stop playing in the rations. Multiplied and divide in the fractions. Got opportunities to go global. Heard it click and switch the chip in the mobile. Shake the feds off my coattail. Sell a little homie who the people are remote sell.
Drop like this food I never miss.
Listen, a lot of whack niggas rapping now and I know why. One car ball pops, so the rest wanna go try. All praise to the dudes who are on the road top. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hills in the crib, so aspen. No acting, old King Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slate master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, motherfucker, I might Earl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? This is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the sounds of the Six Man Radio. That's right, best in adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's go.
Fuck the whole industry. Try to get rid of me. Y'all must be kidding me. Y'all must be kidding me. Y'all must be kidding me. Monster cut, truck, valley shit. Champagne is spilling while we hitting every pump that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better. The rhinestones in my Flintstone look crazy.
Shake the unshakable.
Told you, baby.
Can't see the unseeable. Reach the the unreachable, do the impossible.
It's Hovey, baby.
Yep. Hovey's home, the global phone. The world is back in order. The number one rap reporter is back.
On the phone and platinum Chanel cologne, and I say dress to impress, spark bitches' interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, quarterback phone, that's what you're kidding. Say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he see a T.O. Back of my mind, I hope she swallows. Man, she took a drink from my cream wallows. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Griffin, she got to beat the work by eight.
Come on.
This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I say, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I look it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south.
Wow.
Do that back out in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt, jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
You nasty boy, you nasty. 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 You nasty boy, you nasty.
You nasty boy, you nasty. Can't you know the song?
Sing along. I remember we went to Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Then we came home. Mad messages was on my phone. Bitch named Simone, screaming, she fiendin' for the semen. Me being the man that I am, took it to her condo. Pronto, half Indian, called the condo. Pulled a car prom in the dark pronto. Few puffs, eyes got low, and off to the bedroom we go. Sexy drama, head with trauma, ripped pajamas, I'ma stay till tomorrow. Satisfying all my needs twice, with some whipped cream, handcuffs, and ice. The bitch is nice. World is born, can't wait to put my niggas on. What?
Hey, yo, this your boy Sticky Fingers, Onyx in the building. Big up Fredo Star. We on Six Man Radio with Nadine and Blackbeard. Home of adult contemporary hip hop. All right, man.
Six Man
Radio. Radio. Radio.
In lamest terms for you simple tens, I am something like you never heard. For free, all the rhythms mixed with every word. For you, don't mean nothing if you never heard of me. I don't flip any birds, it's true. What I got is like a better drug, and I do it better than most of y'all ever could. Y'all ain't strong enough even if you could get a shove. Get it? Good. Where the love at? Feels like I'm more like an orphan. Skip being hot cause it's more like I'm scorching. Can't take me more than the law hates extortion or the Lord hates abortion. What I'm saying is more than important. More hip hop than a sourcing. Y'all can't harm me. God gave me more than endorphins. I rock hard, here's a portion.
Guys, the girl to hear you from Love and Hip Hop New York.
Junkin' the drama, drama.
Now chilling with Six Man Radio, home for the adult contemporary hip hop.
Should've known you were too good to be true. Should've known I was so good. Here to present tonight, Slick Rick the Ruler and MC Ricky D doing their smash hit Mona Lisa, you know, like the picture. Anyway, I'd like to take this time out to bow before His Divine Majesty. Can I kiss your hand?
Six man.
Radio. On your highness.
Shot six rock, ball wrist, whoa. I done this, spit hotness, none I took big fists.
Fuck's my name, none I swore. I might push a nigga's one lick. I might big tits and I want calm kids. I'm me on a sea when I want shortness. Are you on a ear combat bullshit? Whoa. I might care when I want gold get. I might rock this, but I want calm stick. Whoa. I'm the chick that'll drop my shit. For an idiot nigga want to be a nice price. Whoa. I might life when I want live life. I hot gal this and I want sound like whoa.
Yeah, 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 what's up? This is Trigger Tretch, also known as Tribal Tretch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this how we do it, New Jeru, Dirty Jersey style, God Stay Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
Six Man
Radio, 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 Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Winter Ramos from VH1's Loving Hip Hop. Cap that book, game over, April 2nd. Check out my man on the Six Man Radio, adult contemporary hip hop and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
What up, what up, y'all? It's your boy Mims, M-I-M-S, New York City's officially in the building. And right now you're rocking out with the homie Bad Seed and Nadine right here on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Act like you know.
Six Man
Radio.
Hey, yo, 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 what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip hop. You already know that's that real hip hop. Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy.
Six Man
Radio.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever. How long did it really take me? The part I love most is they need me more than they hate me. So they never take shots. I got everybody on safety. I can load every gun with bullets that fire backwards. You probably wouldn't lose a single rapper. Niggas make threats, can't hear them over the laughter. Yeah, that's cause I'm headed to the bank, nigga. Sinatra lifestyle, I'm just being frank with ya. I mean, where you think she at when she ain't with ya? Wildin', doing shit that's way out of your budget. Owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it. Damn, this shit could go on a tape. Bitches loving my drive, I never give it a break. Get these niggas the look, the verse, and even the hook. That's why every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. Straight, why free? Why is it always me? Got us watching our words like it's wiretaps on a team. Cause I show love, never get the same out of niggas. Guess it's funny how money can make change out of niggas for real. Some nobody started feeling themselves. A couple somebody started killing themselves. A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas PR stunting like that's the movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music, I swear. Fuck them niggas this year, I made Forbes list, nigga. Fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous.
If you know the song, sing along. Ooh, ooh, yeah, you're right. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I say you're wrong in the house. I say you're wrong in the house. Ooh, I'll hear your mouth.
But I'm down.
Man.
Radio, 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 radio.
closer. I'm glad you came. Let's make a toaster.
My love.
Let me make an indecent proposal. Let me take it to the back and do what we supposed.
My love.
Let's take a trip to Dubai. You can be the investigator. I'm your private eye.
My love. You know I wanna be that high.
But first, let me talk to her.
My love. Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey. My love. Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey. My love. Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
Hey.
My
love.
run up. And why you niggas party shit? I spit a juice for the thug before a nigga try to pump. Make sure you're true in the club. That ain't the basis of this shit, though it's true in this love. To have you niggas whining like a fucking fool in a drug. Now have you with me, motherfucker? Me getting chiseled, motherfucker. Word to God, be making sizzle, motherfucker. I'm on my grizzle, holla back. Well, okay.
It's your fucking discretion. I'm trying to hide them with them. I'm trying to come with the rest. And I'm gonna make it known, cause I want them to know. Oh, oh, oh. You're my lady, yeah, yeah. You're my darling, baby,
baby.
I said I'm talking to town. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Baby, I've never seen this before. Maybe at the liquor store. Or maybe at the help them stay. They don't know that I'm your man. Everybody wants to treat me so cold, but I know I love you and you love me. There's no other love you be.
Yo, so I only paid you occasional, I'm raising you up. up, persuading you with conversations that consist of solicitation, forced information. See, I deal with sophistication, stripping lobster style. You see me dressed up proper in crocodiles, crocker wild. I leave alone unofficials, it's not your style. My inner vision is a plush life living. Me escaping this inner city prison, raping our women, it's causing havoc. Waking bonds that birth marriage. This earth was once lavish, now it's coach left for a savage. Mind, I tech mind, respect mind, less connect, project, flex, wet sex, and wine all the time. The firm staff on the climb. Now it's the trio, D'Angelo, AZ, and Primo.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. Yeah, it's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along my lovely co-host Nate Dean, motherfucking Michelle. What up, man?
What up, Seed?
Woo,
Saturday night, Six Man Radio, we back at it.
Yeah, we in the building.
Doing it big.
So
as
once
usual.
More, once again.
We are winners, winning all the time.
Yeah, man. What's been up, y'all?
Oh, you know, chilling, you know. Just getting excited for today's show. You know, we got two of the stars of one of the number one shows on VH1. Love and Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's going to be crazy tonight. And if anybody knows what I'm talking about, it's none other than Love and Hip Hop, of course. And who we got in the house tonight, Steve?
Yeah, man. Love and Hip Hop, New York, is, you know, the whole Love and Hip Hop situation, the whole ATL in New York. Shout out to everybody, all the cast members on both shows. But tonight, we got two cast members from the Love and Hip Hop, New York side of things. We got Tahiri in the building, and then later on, went to Ramos is in the building. So, matter of fact, Tahiri gonna be on in a minute, in a hot minute.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all make sure y'all stick around for that.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we in the building.
Y'all caught Monday's episode.
Yo, it's crazy because we just celebrated our 1 year anniversary last week. Shout to PMD for stopping
by.
You know,
man.
EPMD from the legendary group EPMD was in the building. That was big.
Big. 1 year.
Word up, man. Shout to everybody. Shout to the whole Six Man Radio staff. Shout to all y'all, man. You know, everybody's holding it down. You know, salute, yo. Salute.
Yeah, man.
Shout to my nigga Timmy Gunn. I see you, boy. I'll see you.
Yeah, Timmy. Always coming through.
You know, it's going to be a good night, man. It's going to be a real good night. We got tons of crazy ass music loaded up for y'all tonight. So, you know, y'all make sure y'all stick around for that. In conjunction with these wow interviews we got with Tahiri and with the Ramos. But also tonight, well, today marks the death of Notorious B.I.G. And being a Brooklyn representative, you know, I want to give a shout out and a salute to the Notorious B.I.G. on this day, you know.
Yes, indeed.
Can you believe it was that long ago? It was 97, yo.
It's hard to believe it's that long ago and that it happened, you know, him and Pac. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, but yeah.
Yeah.
They marched that day, y'all, where Big passed away. And it's crazy that, you know, hip-hop, you know, that happens in hip-hop, you know, or that whole situation went down as a stain in this industry, you know? It's crazy.
Well, unfortunately, you know, that's a whole nother show. But, you know, the streets have a way of attaching themselves to a lot of things. You know, when you mix and match with these things, you bring these things and these elements around you.
Right.
They do what they do. I mean, it just is what it is. But, you know, shout to them. And, you know, may God rest both of their souls, man, Pac and Big, man, on today.
Yes, indeed. Still Big, so, still Big.
Other than that, next week we have our special guest will be Diamond D from the legendary Just Digging in the Crate. Like, come on, man. Like, it's... That's nuts in itself. But what I'm trying to do for next week, I want to put together our own MTV, top MTV list. You know, our own top MCs. The top hottest MCs of the year. We're going to do our own.
Okay, so it's going to be of the year. Okay, yeah.
Of the year. So what I'm doing is, you know, I'm putting together a panel. I already pretty much got the panel picked in my mind. You're on the panel, mate. You know.
Of course. Without a doubt.
Of course. And, you know, it's five people. And we're going to get together, and then during the course of the week, we're going to be putting together the vote and stuff like that. And then we're going to talk about it next week or next week's show as a roundtable discussion type of a situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to try this out. We're going to see how it works. And, you know. And it's only because of how I disagree. I disagree with MTV's list, and I disagree with it every year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you start putting people like Future on this list, okay, he's hot, but he's not an MC. That's like putting Rihanna on the list.
Right.
You
right.
might as well put Rihanna on the list. And then your excuse is, oh, she's hot, though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're hot, but they're not MCs. Like, what are you doing? Future is clearly not an MC.
Mm-hmm.
What's one record where he was trying to spit on? Matter of fact, I only halfway heard one record he ever made anyway. That's the Turn Off the Lights, I think. Is it Turn On the Lights or Turn Off the Lights? It's something with the fucking lights. It's something. And it's auto-tune everywhere.
Oh, my God.
But he's hot. So, you know, and he's hot enough to have been put on MTV's hottest MC list. So, you know, that's why we're making up.
And that was their list for the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to get it in and have our own list and see what y'all think.
We just going to do our own everything. Also, too, what we're going to do, too, our own awards, too, man.
Yes, indeed.
Remember you was talking about that. We got to be, because I'm looking around and I'm seeing people being nominated for awards for best
and
this, best
some
that.
Don't
I'm
even
like,
know
yo,
they
what?
Are.
You
like,
crazy?
Wait a minute.
Yo, these niggas shows be garbage, yo. But, you know, I'm not even going to get it. So we're going to. Six Man Radio, man, the home of adult contemporary hip hop.
Oh, we are gonna get it in. I know they. You know they had 2 Chainz on the list too, right?
Yeah. He was pretty high too. I see something that said that he was kind of upset that they put him over Nas.
He was upset about it? Well, that's good, right?
Upset.
That they put him over Nas. Shit.
Well, you gotta remember 2 Chainz come from, he's older like us.
He's older.
He's just actually pimping the system right now, so salute to him.
He's doing a great job at it. He was at the White
Chainz,
House. Yeah.
2 Chainz know what it is. You know what time it is.
Exactly.
Salute to him, man. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his
thing.
I'm
tired of people shitting on Nas, though. I'm not really cool with that at all.
They
did him wrong at the Grammys. This is bananas.
Yeah. So you gotta remember, that's the whole point, though, Nate, of the adult contemporary hip hop.
I know.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah, like they not listening to me. We just gonna show and prove it every year when artists like Nas, they come out with fantastic albums, get nominated, but don't win the big award because the youth will give that. They'll give that award to the artist that caters more to the youth. That's why there should be an adult contemporary hip hop category for artists like nah, I mean, yo, we can go on and on and on and on and on about this,
mm-hmm,
but we're gonna continue on.
Yeah, but you know, that's what we're about here. So we always gonna touch on that. But we got a great show for y'all tonight. That's for certain. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it's
if you saw Monday's episode, You're going to want to tune in to hear this. It's going to be crazy.
Did you see Monday's episode?
I saw some of it, you know, and you know who got a lot of heat, you know, was one of our guests, of course, tonight, went to Ramos for that book that she's coming out with. It's coming out at the top of April, y'all.
Yeah.
Called Game Over.
Yeah.
Game is over. That's what she's telling y'all. Game is over. Is it over,
yeah,
though? I don't think so. But
I don't know. I don't know. But y'all going to definitely want to tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Y'all, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Y'all going to want to tune in to hear what she has to say about everything that's going on. So, yeah, man. I'm just chilling here with my homie, Nicholas Cage, on Six Man Radio every Saturday, y'all. And, man, we just bring in the top guests all the time. We just love doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's our thing. That's our thing. So, thank you for tuning in every Saturday with us.
Yeah.
That's
thanks for tuning in, y'all. And you know what? You know what? I think we're gonna let's just get into it, y'all. Let's get into Tahiri's interview.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, so let's just get it started, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that growing sexy R&B that you love, nigga. Yep, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate? What up, girl? What up?
What's going on, Seed? Yo,
sure.
We have a really great guest today. One of her show is like one of the number one shows on VH1. I'm really excited to have her on. Let them know who we got today.
Hallelujah, there is a God. Ladies and gentlemen, Tahiri is on the line. What's good, mama?
What's going on, guys?
Chilling. Yo, man. Yeah, man, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you on. You know, we check you. Word up. We check you out every week. We big fans. We team Tahiri over here, waving the flag.
Thank you
know.
Thank you for having me.
Word up. Y'all want to take it from the beginning, though, you know, from where we pretty much got wind of you. You know, I remember a few years back, you know, Joe Budden had the Joe Budden TV thing popping, which I thought was brilliant because, honestly, if you really want to break it down, in my opinion, Mona Scott and them robbed y'all. That's just me. That's me. The Love & Hip Hop thing, y'all started that, man. Did you know when he started doing it, did you just think he was just fucking around, or did you see the vision? Did you think that it would really put y'all, you know?
No, we were definitely just messing around. I didn't see the vision, not because, well, first of all, you know, being a college graduate, you know the power of the internet. But I didn't really think that my life was as exciting as it, as you know, or people would be as interested. So it was pretty much the fact that he was like, he is a geek in his own right, like as rapper and all, but he's like really, really smart. So when it came to like having new toys and anything that had to do with the new social media networks and stuff, he was actually one of the first ones up on them, not knowing much how to work them, but always figuring it out. So when he did record the first clip, he said, I'm going to put it up on YouTube. And I was like, don't you dare. He was like, I don't know how to do it. I said, I'll steal your wires. So we argued. I didn't really think much of it. And he posted the first clip, and from then on, it just snowballed into something amazing.
You were the star, though. Joe knew what he was doing. Like, see, that's why.
He did. He, after a while, he picked up. Well, not after a while. After the first episode of the first clip, I think that light bulb went off, and he was like, I have something. Like, he rolled out with that one real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, because I ain't going front. When I first started seeing it, I was like, all right, what Joey talking about, man? All right, he got his girl on there. All right, they just talking. They just bullshitting. They just talking. But wait, that's his girl, though? You know what I'm saying? So then that's what it became. You know what I mean? And then when you really got into it and you saw you guys' chemistry and the interaction, it just made perfect sense. That's why I say.
And the real-life situations that we weren't afraid to talk about, like the creep phones, or, you know, just me working out and him all in my business, or, you know, just arguing about real life situations. And I don't think any rapper at the time, whether he was underground or his career was done, or, you know, even now, it's like people don't really open their doors like that. So I think the fact that we didn't even edit, we didn't know how to cut and edit, you know, we just left it at that, was pretty much fascinating.
Wow.
Well, he didn't throw it up in iMovie and chop it up?
No, we didn't chop shit up. We didn't know how to chop shit up.
We were just.
I'm like, was iMovie like really like an effective? I can't remember.
Well, I have that now, but I'm not learning how to use that shit.
Exactly. When you started getting like notices, notifications, I guess, like, wow, your body's awesome. I want to feature you in this magazine. What did you think? Did you feel weird? Like, oh, should I exploit my assets or should I just use what I got to get what I need?
Well, the body was there, you know, forever. While in college, I remember walking into the academy to just, you know, register to become a cadet, and the whole gym of recruits stopped. Like, they were running, but everybody was just like, you could hear a pin drop. So I remember just blushing.
Arrest me!
You know, you know, school was plan A, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think that 5 years later I'd be doing this. However, how I got into these magazines and stuff and decided to do it was because I was in school last semester, something like that, when September 11 happened. And after that happening, me going to school for criminal justice, a lot of people were stuck in those buildings. And they, you know, and it just kind of like, I kind of decided to take a break. I didn't know if I was ready. All that happening kind of made me double think that passion of mine to be, you know, to do some kind of law enforcement. So I started to bartend and wait tables and fell in love with, you know, the hospitality industry. And then came these magazines. So at that point, I was already far gone. Like, I had my degree, but I was already doing other things. And I remember graduating and telling my mom, here's my bachelor's. I'm going to take this break to explore because I know there's something bigger out there for me. Do I know what it is? No. But my plan A, which was my degree, became my plan B. So when the magazines reached out after the first, second episode of Joba and TV, I hadn't been at the gym. I'd been working behind a bar 6 days a week. And I said to myself, I'm not ready for this. And after they called the third time, I said, you know what? Let me go train, put the S on my chest before the city sag and the ass drops. Let me get it done. And so I jumped out the window. I jumped out the window not expecting to get a cover. My first cover wasn't supposed to be a first cover. It was supposed to be, you know, a spread inside. And, you know, I did so good that they gave me a cover. And shout out to King Magazine for that. So that's how that happened. But none of this was planned.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though, just the things you've been able to accomplish, you know, just from that. The video happening with Joe Buttons, which is dope. I mean, I'm sure you have no regrets from this at all because, you know, who would have known, like, I know you were like, don't put it on YouTube, please, no, you know, because you're a lady at the end of the day, you know, like, I don't want anyone to think that of me, you know what I'm saying?
But it worked out in your favor. Yeah, and my dreams of, you know, I think every teen at the time would watch, that's when Video Vixens were, like, dope, and videos were, like, amazing, and the box was on, and you know what I'm saying? People watch videos, and to be in a video, and actually, you know, the Melissa Ford, the Gloria Velez, the all these good women back then, that was dope. Like, that was really, like, a dope fucking thing to do. My days of that as a teen, of thinking that I wanted to one day do that, they were far over by the time Joey decided to put me out there. I was like, I'm going to have babies, I'm going to get married, I'm going to open my restaurant, I'm done.
Right.
And here and there went that plan.
well,
different.
To hear he is crazy because I wanna jump back into the degree real quick because, you know, for the young girls out there, there's an epidemic. You know, you look on Twitter, you look on Facebook, you look all over the place. Everybody has an obsession with being a quote-unquote bad bitch. But I think that they have the connotation of actually what it means totally wrong. You know what I mean? I think they think that it's just visual. Now, can you let them know? Because, like you said, you have a bachelor's in criminal justice, which is dope. Salute to you. Because, ladies, I want to tell you, beauty fades, man. It fades.
That's
what
right.
You're going to do when, like Tahiri said, when the ass drop and the titties fall? What you going to do? So, Tahiri,
I'm nipping and tucking, but anyway.
but I'll say, you don't even need to. You could do that, but you also have something else to fall back on.
Right.
So
it is very important to... It is very important to have, you know, a plan A, B, C, D. You know, usually people, you know, I know a lot of people in the game who they were born to do what they do, and they say, well, I didn't have any other plans because this was it. This is what I was born to do. I get that part. But a lot of us run around on earth not knowing exactly what you want to do. So it's okay to try, but it's also okay to kind of have a blueprint of if one thing doesn't work, to be able to fall on something else. A bad bitch ain't somebody who just looks good, you know, because you might look good, but once you open your mouth and you're not, you know, bright enough, you don't want to learn or educate yourself, then there goes that. You know what I'm saying? So a bad bitch is a bitch who can do everything herself, who doesn't need anybody, who anything else that comes in life, with, you know, money or anything that can, like, open doors for you, it's just a bonus. But what happens to the bad bitch when that dude ain't there to give you your shit, or when you don't have the education, or when you have no ways of making money because you've never applied yourself into anything? You just do dumb shit, and you're not no longer a bad bitch. So it's all about, you know, carrying yourself well. It's all about, you know, being able to hold a conversation, being able to adapt in any situation, being able to be a self-provider. It's having an education. You know, I know school isn't for everybody, but there's stuff like, you know, courses you can take, and there's, you know, other things that you, there's real estate classes, you can go to nursing classes, you can do, there's a thousand things that you don't have to do what I did, which is a 4-year degree, and then think about what I'm getting my master's in. There's ways around everything. It's just, you know, you need to be self-sufficient, and you need to, you know, go out there, and a bad bitch can do everything herself, and can stand up and look at anybody and say, yeah, I did this. So all them looks, you know, years go by, shit changes. It's just like, you know, today everybody's into getting asses. A couple fucking, and people go ahead and get ass, not knowing that might affect them later. A couple years from now, asses, it's no longer in. So what you going to do, detach the ass? Like, you know, it's ridiculous to follow trends. Is it be who you are and just, you know, stand up and handle your business. It's all about, you know, handling your business. That's a bad bitch. All them looks and all them bags you buy, I mean, you look at them years later and you're like, I can't believe I spent my life savings. And you have nothing to fall back on. So it's about being smart. But again, you know, people make mistakes. The older you get, the more you mature. As a woman, I've made plenty of mistakes. But one thing for sure, two things for certain, I get up every day and I handle my business, whether it's waiting at table, you know, flipping the house if I wanted to go back to real estate classes, to fucking being on another cover, to fucking pushing another drink, or to fucking going back to school. You know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, kind of finding what competes to Harry, and it ain't nothing but me.
Right. Yeah, and I definitely salute you for your hustle.
I feel like I just gave you a Martin Luther King speech.
I dreamed that, man.
I read one time where you said, sometimes I leave the house at 1 in the afternoon and come back the next day at 1 in the afternoon from just hustling, you know, going to school, or what's my next move? Am I pushing, you know, drinks or what I'm going to do? And, man, it takes a lot of, like, inspiration. Some people are just not lazy, but some people just don't got that in them. They're like, oh, well, they put themselves in a bad spot. So I definitely salute you and commend you for, you know, just working hard. And it's not like you're a lot of women that do get into the industry that look like us or have wonderful, beautiful bodies. All they see is the body. They don't see the hustle. They don't see what you're actually doing. And that's because of the media. So I definitely say,
well,
don't let that even get to you.
Saying,
but I see it's not even getting to you.
Yeah,
it's
retarded. But no, I'm human. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a little up there in age. You know, I'm older, and I've sat around and try to do it every which way, you know. And as time goes by, you realize that, you know, all you got is you and your hustle. You know, ain't nobody can knock on my door and tell me shit or ask me anything or say anything. And me care, because every day I get up and I do my own thing. And it makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are like, you know, how are you not kept? Or I've had guys come to the restaurant and say, yo, hi, can I get a vodka and cranberry? Then see me again at the strip club bartending. Can I get, oh, my God, you're here too. And then see me somewhere else. Oh, my God, dude, why do you work so hard? And I'm like, because I'm trying to secure it. This is the way I've chosen to do it. I'm trying to secure it. At times, of course, you know, I'm human. And I sit back and I'm like, dang, what the fuck? I'm tired. This is too much. But you know what? Again, ain't nobody can tell me nothing. Nothing,
because
I've handled everything myself.
Right.
Yeah. So, Tahiri, now let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's jump into the show. All right. We watch the show every week. I ain't gonna front. I love it, yo. I love it. It's especially I got to see a different part of Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I got to see a different part of Son, and that was Joe. You guys, from what I see, looking at it, you guys have something that Shorty's not gonna be able to come in and infiltrate, man. Like regardless, like a blind man can see it, y'all. Like regardless of he's with somebody or if you're with somebody, it's a connection that can't be broken. And I to be honest, the last episode when you popped on Shorty, right? All right, my question about that is, how did you really feel super disrespected by Joe for doing that? Because honestly, I feel like, yo, man, he asked you to get on the record. He asked you for a verse, y'all. He's like, can I get a verse?
Yeah, I think that was a setup to make for great TV. It wasn't unexpected because there's been plenty of times. This is my argument with Joe throughout the show, which is like, yo, dog, show and proof. Like, you know, you say you care, but then act like it. So, you know, once again, right. It was another confirmation of the fact that, you know, one day he's Jekyll and the other day he's Hyde. Like, you know, he's in front of me saying one thing, he turns around all of a sudden. I mean, everybody is entitled to changing their mind, but he didn't have to wait 3 weeks. He didn't have to wait, right. You know, all that time to tell me I'm not doing it. He could have called me. You know what I'm saying? So at that moment, I'm feeling like, come on, dog. Like, that's what you're going to do? Like, I understand that you're growing. Like, I also understand as a woman why she would feel a certain way. But right, I don't really know you, so why are you giving her that avenue to even speak it? Or even, like, who are you to come over here right now? Like, that shit that me and Dewey should have took care of. You know what I'm saying? And I'd have understood. So, yeah, I felt at the time it was unnecessary. I felt at the time you sitting there, you know, I don't even talk to you. Hi and goodbye is what I say to you. And what are you talking to me about this shit that has nothing to do with you when it came to her? I was confused. So at that moment, I'm not thinking, I'm thinking, yeah, dude, you're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it again. And I was on my way out the door. I noticed I was on my way out the door. She got loud. You know, for somebody who's not insecure about my relationship, friendship, / bond that I have with Joe, for somebody who's not insecure, she reacted as she was. You know, as such.
Of course.
That's what I said.
But out of all the exes, you're the one that she's most worried about. I mean,
but she doesn't know. But she says that she doesn't. That, you know, she's not worried. She trusts him 110%. So, you know, at that moment, I was just like, let me get out of here because I'm not doing this. You know what I'm saying? She really has not much. You know, it's really not her fault. It's his fault.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no, it's not. It's not. Fuck that. It's his fault anyway. But we women always attack each other instead of punching that man in the face. So I was like, I'm gonna be out. So, what?
In his defense, though, all right, that man loves you. I know this, but I'm sure he wanted to jump on that record with you. I'm sure, you could see it in his face. But you know his girl, Pillow Talk. She pulling him. She like, yo, son, I don't want you to do this. He's conflicted. You know what I mean? Yeah. Conflicted.
Moving on. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I was going to say, like, nah.
You know, all that mouth kind of triggered, you know, I was trying to calm down. All that mouth, I was like, you know, I'm not proud of, you know, turning around and snuffing or throwing a cup at anybody because, you know, in retrospect, you look back and you're like, yo, it's so dumb. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm
the Dykeman came out. Dykeman came out.
Yeah, the Dykeman, the Harlem, the Dominican, the Paxton, the Pistone, all that came out.
Mira!
I mean, I agree with you. Like, basically, it's all on him because he has to check it. If he's going to tell you this, and that, then he should be truthful with her. She's only reacting thinking you're trying to get back in with her man. You know what I mean?
But, Nate, you know what? But you know what, Nate? I agree with that. I agree as a man. He should have went in there, let his nuts hang and tell her, yo, real talk, I'm doing this record. You know what I'm saying? It's the business. Yep. It's what it is. I'm jumping on the record with her. Yeah, we got a personal relationship, but this is also for her record. She's a very good friend of mine.
Let's not forget. You're complaining about a record that I'm doing, but your man raps about me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you not mad at your man who's rapping about his old chick, but you mad at the new chick? You mad at the old chick who got a record saying it don't matter what it's saying. It's a fucking record.
So, Harry, you should have been on the cover of the new album, but you should have been on the cover of the new album.
Because it's just about all is all about you.
I don't want the drama.
You know? You don't want drama. I mean, and I, and you know, the way he came at you, I need you, I relapse. Of course your heart is going to go out because, you know, you guys had that bond. It just didn't work out for you, you know, in your favor because of his missteps.
And we always say that, like, the one thing, whether he goes in on your interviews on records or whatever, which is funny, and the same here, whether I'm forced to, like, always go back at him or feel like I have to defend myself, like, the fact of the matter is that we love each other. Like, we always have, time goes by, we might not be together, we might not be in love with each other, but we do love each other. But you guys should tune in Monday night at 8 to see what happens.
Yeah, you know, the drama never stops coming. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Tahiri, we know you're busy. We gonna let you run, but I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions before we let you go. There's three questions that I ask all my guests. Before I get to that, I'm just interested to pick your brain on something real quick. All right, I'm gonna throw a couple things at you, and you tell me which one you choose. All right, okay. So like for the first one, for example, Beyonce or Rihanna.
Oh, how can you do
that? Damn, see?
Because I'm just interested to know. Look. Right. But I'm saying, like, if they both drop the same day, you don't really got time to just, you on iTunes, you don't got time to get both of them. Just
nah,
get one right
now. Nah. I can't both. I can't. There's no way.
Come on, T.
Come on. You can't do that. That's
my best, see?
That's a bad one. I'm doing both, man. I'm doing both.
Yeah.
If I only
have
$20 in my shit, in my card, I might.
Yeah, which one you get?
Figure out how to bootleg one
or something.
A couple
of songs
like
each.
I can't. Yeah. Like I'm buying three records. My favorite three records of each and shit.
Okay, cool. I'll rock with that. All right. Next one. Big and Jay. Big or Jay?
Oh, come the fuck.
What is this?
No, you can't do that to me.
You're crazy.
Okay.
Big or Jay. You're gonna really love the next the three questions we ask all the guests. And Nate, stop instigating because you know how we do.
I'm not. You
know
how
we do. Nate over there stunting to Harry. She's stunting.
Stunting. I'm like, I'm
going
to hear you on it.
I love me some big, like, but I love me some Jay, like, you know, it's just different, babe.
Can I both respect them, but yeah.
Were you know, attacked when people would see you and be like, oh, her butt is fake? Because I get that, and I'm like, I've been carrying this thing around for years.
Right. I remember having a leotard and tights in like sixth grade, and people saying, your shape. Nowadays, I get, where did you get it? And I'm like, my shoes, and they're like, your butt. I'm like, what? I kind of feel to each his own, you know, do what you want to do, whatever makes you feel better, what floats your boat. But at the same time, it's like a double-edged sword because I'm in a business where I'm on the shoots with these girls, and I guess they hear that Tahiri's coming, so it, like, adds some more CCs to their shit. So at times I feel like people are cheating. At times I feel like it is unfair. Like, we women, you know, we some people are born like this. Like, you know, I feel like I should walk around my mom's picture like a T-shirt and just put her back in the day to the present day so they can fucking understand that, you know. I've had people argue about me right in front of me. Like, that's not real. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, it's unfair at times. But, I mean, you know, now today's day and age, like, what can you expect? Like, you can get everything and anything. It doesn't offend me anymore. I think that we are in the minority at this point. Real bodies are like, you know, 20% out of 100. Now everybody's fake, so, you know, just watch me walk around and how it jiggles, and you'll see how it sits. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely tell the difference, so. I mean, it is what it is today. It did upset me at one point that I didn't give a fuck, and I go back to being a set. But, you know, I just keep getting them weights at the gym.
Yeah. I hear you.
And God bless the gym. Word up.
I got to fight that kind of cheese.
Word up, man. No bueno. So check it out. Before we let you go, I want to ask you the questions we ask all our guests. It's your top three MCs of all time. You are a hip hop head, I presume.
I love hip hop.
Top three MCs of all time, top three groups of all time, and top three producers all time.
Everybody gets it. Everybody.
All right, top three MCs of all time, in my time, let's just say. Of course, Big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit you with Jay, Biggie, and Nas.
Jay, Biggie, and Nas?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm going to give y'all, I can't go all the way back to, the old school, because back then I was listening to Merengue, so I didn't even know no better. What else? Top what?
Top groups and producers.
Mm-hmm.
Top groups. You got Wu-Tang. Back in the day, I used to love their whole fucking thing.
Everything.
Top groups. Yeah, right. Like just fucking, they were just like the fucking gang to me, like a fucking cult. Let's see, top group. Wu-Tang. Who else did we have back then?
It was a lot. Tribe, Mob.
Oh, no. Hold up. Okay. Definitely Mob Deep.
Yeah.
Definitely Mob Deep. That shit still goes on and everybody goes crazy. We have Wu-Tang, Mob Deep. I don't have a third.
All right.
You got to have a third. No?
Have to have a third. You're right. I mean, Tribe, Q-Tip, Five, all them dudes. I mean, I went to high school with them.
All right, so Tribe, definitely.
We definitely got to go with Tribe, Mob Deep, right. And Wu-Tang.
All right. Now, producers.
Right now, to me, all times, I don't even care about the old time thing. I just think... I used to love me a lot. What's his fucking name? I'm gonna go with Kanye West because anything he does to me is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with. He used to have dreads and he doesn't anymore. Help me out here.
Just Blaze.
I'm on Jeopardy right now. Yes, Just Blaze to me is pretty dope. We have. Perry Fraud right now for me.
Who?
You don't know who Harry Fraud is?
Oh yeah. You working with him?
Not at all, but I think he's pretty amazing. I listen to music and I just know, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these things. And that's about it, I think. But I know Kanye's definitely, for some reason, I love. And what's the other dude's name?
Yeah, Blaze.
I don't know. For some reason, Just Blaze reminds me of back then, here, now, tomorrow. I can't wait for some new shit. So.
Yeah. All right. Tahiri, thanks, bro. I really appreciate you calling in. We're big fans. We're going to check it out every Monday. We tuned in. You already know. Shout to Cisco. Shout out to my cousin Cisco for hooking this up. Shout out to Lisa. And, God bless you, y'all. We wish you the best.
Thank you very much, guys. Y'all didn't have me dead in these questions, boy. I was like,
Word up. We got to put the mind to work early. Word up. But you know what? Don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you, all right?
All right.
Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man Radio.
Take Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
separation. Viciously wanna love you, wanna be motivation. Firebomb, lotus low, light the way, time for detonation. Kaboom, when I blow your back out, gonna make you back out. Lead you to the garden of love.
Word on the street is you gave me this walking papers in.
Love you.
Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. Yo, man, on the line, Six Man Radio, you already know how we do. We bring y'all everything fresh, everything hot. On the line right now, we got Winter Ramos from VH1's Love & Hip Hop New York on the line, y'all. Peace. What's good, Winter?
I don't get a round of applause or something?
Come on, man. We're going to add that later, man. We're going to add it later, man.
I'm only trying. Can I curse? I can curse, right?
Yeah. Go crazy. Go crazy,
oh, okay.
Man. Shit.
Okay.
Shit. Fuck. I'm ass, it, damn. All that. Say all that.
Okay.
All right. Yo, how you, man? How you?
I'm good. I'm chilling in Miami, enjoying the beautiful weather. Finally back home. Happy to be home.
That's what's up. All right. So a lot of people are right now getting to know who you are, you know, as far as the fan perspective, because a lot of people, you know, they're not in the business. You know, they go by the records. They only know the behind the scenes. So they're getting to know you from the show. As far as the show, how what's the experience like?
Why are you stuttering?
because it's wild, because I'm trying to put myself in that situation, like how I would feel if I was doing it. You know what I mean? It seems like,
I mean,
hey,
you know what you're getting yourself into, though. It's not like, you know, it's not like it's a brand new show and I thought, oh, they were going to just talk about the positive, or, you know, they were just going to make it about, you know, positivity. And I watched the show. You know what I mean? I'm friends with Chrissy. I'm friends with Emily. So I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew. Like, there wasn't a, I can't believe they did that. Or, you know, even with the intro, with the editing, like, I didn't say that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just, you know, what it is and how it they're going to portray, because everyone has to have a characteristic, and my characteristic is gonna be the chick in the industry who slept with a bunch of guys. But you know, when you work in the music business and you've been in the music business for so long and you look the way I look, it's gonna happen. Not like I went to the club trying to find these dudes, or I'm sitting outside of hotels, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the studio working, and if so-and-so is there and he's recording a record with Fab, for example, and we're in the studio with him for 4 days. And, you know, the thing with me is, you see this pretty Spanish girl, but when I open my mouth, I'm like a dude. So
guys
click with that. Like, okay, shorty's not emotional. You know, she's not no chick like the rest of these chicks. And, you know, so that's an attraction. It's always going to be an attraction. And I was able to pick and choose, because I could be honest with you, out of any artist that I've ever been around, 90% of them dudes have tried to holler. Period.
Right.
That's just what it is. That's what happens in the line of work that you're in, especially when you it's not just a job. It becomes a lifestyle. You're in the studio 5-6 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? For 7-8 hours working, or you're on set at a music video. I wasn't just popping up like, oh, I'm at a music video. Where's, you know, Young Bird? But it wasn't like
and
that.
And it's crazy, but you know what, Winter? It's so crazy, because the people don't even really look at it like that. In the inside, in the industry, what Winter quote-unquote did isn't uncommon. Like, this shit is like, come on, man. Like,
hello.
Everywhere you look, like, hello. It ain't like everybody acting like this. That's probably why a lot of the rappers ain't really even tripping like that. Like, so, man, you feel me? Like,
exactly.
Exactly.
You know, like, Rule is in a book. I talk to Rule all the time. You know what I'm saying? He's locked up. We talk on a regular basis. I don't have no problems with Rule. I'm not in a book saying, oh, he ain't shit. Or, you know what I mean? I'm not doing it. I'm not bashing anyone. I'm not bragging about anything. Right. It's just things that happen that, you know, you might have seen it play out in the video. I'm just telling you what really happened. You know what I'm saying?
So the book isn't just, I'm sure it's not just, okay, chapter one, I was fucking with this dude. Chapter two, I was fucking with this dude. Is it, so like, what's like the premise, like the storyline? Is it like an autobiography of your life when you started in the game? Is it going to focus on you working and shit too? Shit like that too?
It focuses on all of that. Because, see, when I was in high school, back in 93, 94 in high school, I was hanging out with Junior Mafia and Big and Kim and all of them back then. You know what I'm saying? And that was before, you know, there was a 2 Chainz or a Jeezy or you know what I mean? And I came from that era. And I seen hip-hop grow. And I wanted to be a part of it. Not just sleeping around with these guys or whatever. I wanted to know, what can I do? And, you know, coming from that era, there was no mentors. There was no Love & Hip Hop to watch. There was no, you know, getting on Twitter and reaching out to a female in the industry and asking her questions. I had to figure it out on my own.
Got it.
So just being in the midst and seeing what, you know, what people's responsibilities are and who does what, and, you know, knowing that even if it was a male-dominated industry, as a woman, I could do all that shit. I could be an A&R. I could direct the video. I could be the head of marketing. My girlfriend was the GM at Def Jam. Woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just observed. And in the midst of that, like I said, you know, dude's going to holler. That's just what it is. And you're not going to shut everybody down, you know? Yeah, I'm going to McDonald's ordering food. I'm not going to talk to homeboy that's behind the counter. You know what I mean? Say what you want, but I'm not, because guess what? When I leave here, I'm about to go to the Hit Factory, and you know who's over there trying to holler.
Right. So it's funny, because earlier you said something about there was really no mentors back then. I noticed, I was doing a little research, and I noticed that you were saying that you wanted to basically shed light on a lot of these things and mentor the young girls coming up, trying to come into the game. Is this
right,
something that you really, really gonna go hard with? You know, because if you really see how these chicks is acting out here, they need guidance. They not listening to us. They not listening to us.
You're right. And then when you watch a show like Love & Hip Hop, and you see that you compare Samaya, who's an artist trying to get on and do her own thing and be independent and be her own, you know, financial backer in this industry. And then you see the other ladies who, let's say Emily or Chrissy, who drive Bentleys and Aston Martins and have Chanel bags. And you're like, hold on a minute. I don't want to have to struggle and grind and do what I got to do to get this money, when all I got to do is find where 2 Chainz shoot his next video and maybe I'll hit the jackpot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a lot of that, because that's what you see. You see music videos and you see it, and you got on a mini skirt and a halter top. You could pop it in front of Fab, and then you just might, you know what I'm saying? You just might get a number knowing him.
Right. But that's what they're doing. They're doing that anyway.
But there's ways around it. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you one thing about me. I never walk around with no mini dress and no halter top. First of all,
right.
I ain't never had no big boobs and no big butt to even get that type of attention. I never did none of that. I never flaunted myself in front of nobody. I never approached no dude in the industry like, oh, hey, I like you. You don't have to do that. Find what your craft is. If you're creative and you can draw, maybe you could do graphic design, or something along those lines. If you're good at marketing and you go to school for marketing, maybe you could be the head of marketing. Ashana Ayers was the head of marketing at Def Jam. She's not at Warner Brothers doing Meek Mills and Wale and MMG and all of that. That's a female who found where she was creative and went and did something.
Yeah.
Find your craft. It doesn't have to be.
That's the problem.
They don't know those women. Ashana Ayers is not on Love & Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? They tried to add Yandy, I'm assuming, to kind of give it off, but it all backfired. When you see the situation that happened with her, Jimmy and Chrissy, it's like, that's not how you handle business. I'm sorry, I love Yandy with all my heart, but at the end of the day, when it came down to my work situation with Fab and Emily was my girl, but I never mixed the two. I never looked at Fab as my brother. That was my boss. I knew Fab when he was dead. Pops, I used to buy Fab sneakers and drive him to studios, but he didn't have nothing. We weren't sleeping together. We weren't messing around. I seen a nigga from the hood who was trying to get on. I had a couple dollars. I had a whip. He didn't. I helped him get where he needed to go. When it came down to me working for him, that never was my brother. That was my boss. You have to know where to draw the line. You have to keep it professional. Whether you get cool with his girl or you don't, know your place. Know that you're at work. If you work at FedEx and you cool with the boss's wife, and the boss and, and his wife are having issues, you never get involved. You're going to get fired, period. And in this industry, you know, you might know somebody for a long time. Like, I'm watching this whole thing going off on Twitter with Funkmaster Flex and Envy and Erica. And, you know, I kind of feel a little bit where Erica's coming from with Envy. Me and Envy been friends for over 10 years.
Right.
I was at Envy's bachelor party, okay? When Envy was getting ready to get married, I was invited to his bachelor party. That's how cool him and I were, okay? Right. When Envy got Envy pieces and all of that block entertainment pieces for his people, I was getting a block piece. You get what I'm saying? That was my homie. That was like my brother. When he got his Bentley and he came to Miami, he came to my crib. Yo, I was so happy for him that him and his wife were getting their money and he was getting the notoriety. And then to listen to an interview and hear the homeboy, whatever dude name is on the show, to say, oh, Winter's a hoe. Or for a homegirl to say whatever she say and him just sit back and not say nothing. It don't hurt. Because none of them niggas could hurt me because I understand it and I get it. But it's like, damn, homie. Like, you couldn't even say, you know, just chill or, you know, you ain't got to go all in and know she's not. Or, my man, you know me.
Right.
Act like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Act like it. So, you know, I kind of feel like that's where Erica's coming from. Like, dog, they going in on me. You know the relationship you and I had, whether it was a bad breakup, whatever the case is, you know I was down for you, and I never said nothing about our relationship because I respected your relationship with your wife. And for you to allow them to bash me and say all these things, it's like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah. Wow.
That's the hip-hop. That's hip-hop. That's what it is. That's what it is.
And also, too, what is this with L'Oreal, man? Yo, I seen something. She was talking reckless about not believing what's in the book. What's
I mean, you know,
that?
A lot of people that... I don't know.
Oh, you, yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't know. I have absolutely no idea. You know, when people hear that they're in the book or, you know, when people know that they're in the book and people have done things to you to hurt you in the past or have stabbed you in the back or have, you know, done things that can possibly be exposed and,
right,
you know, maybe
right.
That's it. You know, she knows what she did and she's afraid that it'll come out. You know, I don't know. I can't tell you how she feels, but from my perspective, you know, if I was a crab to you and you said you writing a tell-all, I'm going to get nervous. Like, hold on a second.
Right.
Nah, don't believe him. Don't believe nothing he said. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, for legal purposes, I couldn't lie about anything. Because if that's the case, everybody would just write fiction books. If that was the case, I would have made it a fiction book about hip-hop. I could have written a book and made it a fiction book and made it about hip-hop and fake incidents that have happened and give artists names, like give have a name like Greater. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have done that. But
yeah.
I have true stories, and I have to tell the truth. I have to have other people that are back and saying, yeah, I was there when that happened. Yeah, she, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, you got to defend yourself.
Yeah. I know you're a hip-hop head, but what are your thoughts on how music is now? Do you fuck with it? Are you a fan? That's where we going. Like,
yeah, but you know what? I'm older. I'll be 34 right. next month. So, yeah, when I was listening to Juicy and we were listening to Lil' Kim talking about I suck your dick all day and all that kind of stuff, you know, that was cute when you were 16, 17 years old. I'm 34. I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to rap about popping mollies, and I don't do those things anymore. That's not,
yeah,
you know,
I
can't relate to any of that stuff. I'm a grown woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just bought a house. I'm opening up a business. Can we rap about that? Then I could jam to it. Now, I like Nicki Minaj. I fuck with Nicki Minaj all day, but I like her poppy stuff. I don't really, you know, I do the I Am Your Leader, you know, I fuck with all of that, but for the most part with her, I like the fact that she was able to cross over and do, you know, Starships and all those types of songs.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I just feel like because I'm not in that space, you know, if you're in the club every night and you popping mollies and, you know, popping bottles, champagne in a club, is your thing, and that's what impresses you, or that's where you're trying to get at in your life, and you feel like, you know, that's the thing to do to be a boss, you got to pop out, then yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ask a 17, 18-year-old, and they don't stop. They like that because that's what, you know, I can't dance to that in the club. I'm not popping nothing. Now, Prince Montana's my boy, but at the end of the day, Prince, I can't pop to that. So, you know, it's just, I'm just in a different space, and I'm just in a different age group now, but, I mean, even with Nas, it's for the age. It's for the generation. It's for the age. That's what everybody's doing. You know, the lean and the popping the pills and the, that's cool. That's supposed to be cool.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
You know, I'm not popping.
Our platform is adult contemporary hip hop. We play the shit that, you know, that shit. That's what we play all day, every day. So, you know, I just wanted to pick your brain and see how you felt about how the music is today, you know.
You know, like that, I'm different, 2 Chainz, you know, I could, in the car pop, you know, some of them are catchy and they get your attention and you just like, okay, that's cool, I like that, it's catchy, but I'm not going to buy it.
If it's on, you ain't mad if it's on,
Exactly. But I'm not in the car listening to radio in Miami because, you know, Power 99 radio in Miami is Lil Wayne radio.
All day.
So I'm not going to listen to the radio station. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to input some CDs into my iPad thing that's in the computer in my car, and I'm going to listen to my Keisha Cole and my Neo and my Nicki. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that's all just, right. like right. I said, it comes with age and growth and...
Absolutely.
You just don't want to listen to that no more.
No doubt. I feel you. And you know what? I want to thank you for calling in. This shit was really big. Appreciate it. Salute to you. But before I let you go, all the guests we have on, I ask them the same questions. It's these 3 questions. Got to do it. Your top 3.
I'm ready.
MCs all
I'm ready. What you got for?
Well, then let's do it then. Top 3 MCs all time. Top 3 groups. All time and time.
Hold on, let's do it one at a time. Let's do it one at a time. You know, I used to smoke. I can't, my memory don't be something like that. Now, what was the first one?
Top 3 MCs all time. Go.
Of all time, Big,
all
number
time.
1.
Okay.
Number 2, I'm going to say Fab.
All right,
number
3,
I'm going to say Jeezy.
Yeah.
That's
and
my
you
top
from the borough too.
Yeah.
Right. No doubt. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so top 3 groups all time.
R&B, or it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's supposed to be hip hop, but you could throw R&B one in there. Congratulations on
group?
The book. 3 hip hop groups.
What hip hop groups? I don't know no hip hop groups.
Come
don't
on, Winter,
like
stop it. Hip hop.
Give me an example of 2 hip hop groups.
Mobb Deep, Wu Tang.
Chris
Cole. Hip-hop groups.
I never listened to that stuff. Yeah, like
You never listened to Wu Tang.
No, I wasn't Creed. That was it. And then I got with Method Man. Like I liked Method Man's music after you know. When
that's Wu Tang Clan. You said you were listening to the Wu Tang Clan.
Nah.
The Lock.
No, Mobb Deep.
Okay.
No,
you know what?
I think Kiss was off on his own. If we're going to do groups, all right, you saying
let's
of all time, I would say Salt and Pepper, Jagged Edge.
Okay. Watch you say some shit.
Junior Mafia.
Okay.
Nah, Junior Mafia.
All right.
With Kim and Big.
With Kim and Big. With them.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Top 3 producers all time. And don't act like you don't know of producers.
No, I got this. Top 3 producers.
All
I would
time,
say.
Come on.
What was Bad Boy in them back in the day? D Dot and all of them. What were they called?
Yeah. The Hitmen.
What were they called? The Hitmen.
Yeah. Okay.
Of all time. I'm trying to think who's Big Ben and relevant now that we could be like, oh yeah. Definitely the Hitman. Swiss.
Okay.
Nobody, I think Swiss is dope. Because he wants to be a rapper. Nobody thinks he's a producer.
Yeah.
Hitman, Swiss. There's so many producers. Like,
It's a lot. It's a lot. Dr. Dre?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
That's West Coast. I don't listen to that.
You're a producer? Come on, man.
Nah. I feel like there's somebody that I'm missing, that I really am
Duck
missing.
Lane.
I mean, I guess we could say Timbaland, because Timbaland could kind of go do the rap thing, and then he kind of hits Justin Timberlake and smash it up
apart.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. All right. That's
valid. So Hitman, Swiss, and Timbaland. Not to mention the dude that downstairs when we worked for Timbaland. That's what made me think about it.
Okay. That's a valid list 15 minutes later. That's you know.
Shut up. You had to let me know those questions before so I think about it.
Nah, man. On the spot, y'all. Look, man, thank you. Appreciate it, y'all. Thank you for calling. God bless you, everything you do. When's the book dropping?
April 2nd. You can go online now on Kindle, and there's a chapter that we released yesterday for 99 cents. You can read a chapter. Mm-hmm. And the whole book will come out April 2nd.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all pick that up. I know I'm getting mine.
I got to
read this, man. Word up. And thank you. Thank you for calling once again. Yo, don't hang up because I want to get a drop from you, all right?
Okay.
Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man Radio.
Yeah. Six Man Radio. Home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Yo, what up, man? We had an awesome show, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That went to Ramos, boy. Man. Yeah. In. Wow.
Shout to Tahiri and shout to Whitney Ramos for joining us tonight, you know, from VH1's Love and Hip Hop New York. If you missed it, you can check out the archives. They are there at all times.
Yep.
And, you know, the Dynamite Show. Thanks to you, Nate.
Thanks to you, man. I just want to say, dope R&B set. We play a lot of hip hop, and sometimes you may not think that we know our R&B, but man, did you play a set tonight?
Oh man, that ain't
even salute
nothing.
Tonight's R&B set. Wow,
I hope they don't sleep, because when I say we represent that grown and sexy R&B that you love, it's that real shit. And coming up soon, I want y'all to expect all R&B. I'm going to show y'all my knowledge on this shit. I'm going to show y'all I'm going to just go in, just nothing but the R&B, just all night, man. I'm going to show y'all.
I broke down when you played Angela Bofield, like, oh!
Yeah.
No,
man.
He didn't.
Angela Bofield, yeah. No, Angela of the Night. See, these are joints that Ma Duke used to play in the crib when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she'd be in the kitchen cooking or whatever, and I'd be over by the records and shit, and I'd pick up the cover and just be reading the cover. I was studying these covers, and I remember the cover, her sitting out in a field, and it was dark. She had this dress on. She was, it was just crazy. It said Angela Bofield, Angela of the Night. And I remember the melody was just always dope. So as I got older, you know, I went and looked for the record. You feel me?
Right,
there's just so many of these. So many.
Yeah, man. You know. Oh, man.
Shout to my mother, man. Shout to my mother. Yo, one day I'm going to get my mother on as a guest, too. And matter of fact, I think I want to interview her for Mother's Day.
Okay.
think that's a great idea.
I want to interview my mother for Mother's Day, man.
Mother's not no joke, man. It's not just about him interviewing his mom. Like, she is a singer. She definitely contributed to, you know, music. So you guys don't want to miss that show. You guys got to come.
My mom's been out here, man. Been out
yes,
here,
indeed.
But you know. Yeah, man. So once again, thank y'all. Thank everybody, man. Thank y'all for listening. Next week, we got a really another big show, man. Back to back, we got Diamond D from Legendary Digging in the Crates crew next
That's
week. But we're also doing our own top 10 hottest MC list. We're going to have a special panel. And we're going to be talking about that shit, man. You know, we're going to be tallying up the votes and all that. We're getting it together. So, you know, you want to see how real hip-hop people put together your list. You don't want to miss that. Check it out next week. Once again, I want to give a shout-out to Tahiri and Winter Ramos. Salute to them. Make sure y'all check out Love & Hip Hop New York this Monday, 8 o'clock on VH1. Right?
Yes, indeed. 8 o'clock on the dot. See that next episode, because it's going to be a crazy one. They're coming close to the end of their whole season, so I don't want to miss this episode. It's getting tight.
It's almost done. So, yeah, man, let's get up out of here. We got 4 minutes up in the year.
Another one under the belt.
All right, man. You already know, man. You know how we do. We come up in here, we start smashing niggas like Godzilla gargantuan out to this bitch. Right?
That's right.
Hold up. And in case you don't know who you're listening to, it's
Sick Man.
Radio.
Yeah. How we gonna get up out of here? Let's get out of here with this. Peace, y'all. Y'all be good.
Sick Man. Radio.